Okay, we're so happy that all of you have joined us today. We're going to just take a moment and open up with prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning just thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your grace, Lord God, thanking you, oh God, because you're a God. You're a God who knows all. Lord, you're a God who sits high and reaches low. We thank you, we praise you, we bless your holy name. Father God, as we come to you this morning, just knowing that you are a God of miracles. You are a God who turned a wet bush into fire. You're the God who parted the Red Sea. You are the God who impregnated a virgin. Lord, we just thank you. You are our God, and we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just open up this call this morning, and we thank you for every soul that has joined us, every person who has an ear to hear the word of God that will be brought forth this morning. Father, we ask that you continue to bless the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for God, they are a women of God, and we thank you for your anointing that you have placed on their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing them going and you're blessing them coming. So, Father God, we also ask that you bless the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International for the vehicles that have put us together in this place, Lord. Father, we just ask that you anoint the speaker's words today so that they penetrate our hearts and condition us, Lord, to receive your word and to go and not only hear your word, but to do that you have commissioned and commanded us to do. We ask these blessings in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, and we plead the blood over this call that no interferences, disturbances will have any impact on the line, on the speaker, and on our ears to hear. We commit this call to you. You are welcome on this call, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, over to you, the host, and I'm not sure who it is, but please go ahead and take it away.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Is this LaShawn?
Yes, it is. Good morning and praise God for you.
Hi, Sean. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, greeting you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I just thank God so much for this call. I thank God for all of those who are part of this call. Minister Candy, we touch and agree with that dynamic atomic prayer that you just ministered into the atmosphere. We touch and agree that it will be so. And we are just so grateful for you greeting God's children with such Jesus joy this morning. So if you're joining us for the first time, we say welcome, 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 welcome. And if you are returning back to this call, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue to allow God's word to minister unto you and to continue to say yes to our master. And the master's call was founded back in October 25th in 2010 by those two victorious women of God that we were just praying over, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. They said yes when God gave them a mandate to create a call such as this. They said yes when God gave them a scripture reference and told them to stand on that word. And it can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you can see, we start our call off in prayer. We end our call in prayer. And we encourage you to continue your day in prayer. Because when your prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings, they come down. And then God also gave them a mission statement for this call. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I am quite confident that the mighty vessel, Dr. Lucille, will do just that. And if you want to know a little bit more about this call, if you still want to see a little bit more about our founders or read the bios of our speakers, or if you just want to see what the Master's Call is all about, You can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Yes, it is a new season, so we have a new website that we invite you to look at and to become familiar with, and also to share with your family and with your friends. We're just so excited about this new interactive website, and we ask that you use the email address info@themasterscall.net to send us your prayers reports, your prayer requests, your testimonies, or if you just want to say hi, or if God has spoke to you and said it is time for you, my child, to be part of the call as an intercessor, as a prayer warrior, as a greeter, whatever it is that God said is time for you to say yes to, send that to the Master's Call, and our prayer general will get back to you as soon as possible. Now, directly after this call, we have the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a lot of beautiful, dedicated, hard-working members of Artists International. When I say hardworking and dedicated, I was saying platinum, but sometimes we have executive presidents online. Sometimes we have managers on that call that truly, truly, truly bless us and let us know what dedication and hard work can do for you. So that call is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. I'm telling you, it's a blessing of a call, and you may be new and say, well, wait a minute, what does Artists International have to do with the prayer call? What is Artists International? Well, I'm glad that you asked, and I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call so they can minister that information to you. But just to give you a little tidbit, Artists International is a health and wellness company that is totally sold out to the Lord. They truly are a company that put God first. And when you put God first in anything that you do, God blesses it. So this company is debt-free. This company has experienced 500% growth since this year. This company has dynamic products that will change your life, and this company has a compensation plan that can change your zip code. So I encourage you to go back to the person that you got this information from and ask them, how can you be part of Artists International? Well, I have so many more things I want to share, but I want to move out the way so this mighty woman of God could come on a line and she can share, thus saith the Lord. This young lady says, by no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. Dr. Lucille P. Burrell Scott, she is a mighty woman of God. She is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than the moment which you are living in now. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you, and she advises you to walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. She is a staunch advocate for generations to come, and Dr. Lucille Burrell Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teaching, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential. Dr. Burrell Scott believes that young people should be educated and fit for the citizenry of the world. There are so many things I can tell you about her. She has been around the world. She has coached people around the world through books, through mentoring, through coaching programs, through radio, through TV, and live empowerment. She earned her doctorate in religious studies from the Trinity Theology Theological Seminary, and she is an active member of several community service organizations, including the Lynx Incorporated, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and many more. As a published author and transformational speaker, she has impacted many. So I encourage you to go to our website so you can see more and read more, but I want you to hear more. So I am moving out the way so this victorious woman of God can tell us what the Lord told her to say this morning. Are you there, Dr. Lucille?
Yes, I am. And good morning, everyone. It's a blessed and an awesome, awesome day. And I thank you for those kind words that were given. They just blessed my heart. At one point, I wondered who you were talking about. So I have to say God is good and his mercies endure it forever.
Amen.
God is good. To those two mighty Esthers that God gave the command to start this call, I honor them. You know, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, I just honor both of you. And I'm thankful that, you know, you guys have given me the honor of walking alongside you as you complete this assignment and walk through it. Because, guys, sometimes in walking through assignments, there could be difficulties. And it's excellent to have men and women that are walking alongside you. They may not know what your vision is, but it's good if they're walking alongside, encouraging you. I want to just thank God this morning. And I praise him and I glorify his name because he's good and his mercies endure it forever. When my bio was being read, it changed what I had planned to say. And I left Trinidad and I came to this country maybe 45 years ago, or just a little more than 45 years ago. And when I came from Trinidad to this country, university in the Caribbean is really very difficult. To get into university, at that time, now it's much easier, but at that time we just had one, which was the University of the West Indies, an extremely prestigious university. And just less than 1% of 1% qualified. And that university served all of the Caribbean. There was one in Jamaica and there was one in Trinidad. And I had, my parents didn't have any hopes of my getting into the University of the West Indies because they didn't think that I was that type of student. And so when I migrated to the United States of America, like most Caribbean folks do, the obsession was, you got to go to school. And when I heard my bio, I want to thank God for this country because so many times we forget, and even immigrants, we forget to give God praise and thanks. I know that I have a master's in public admin from one of the greatest universities here in New York. I have a doctorate. I have a regular bachelor's degree. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science. And I'm not saying that because some people may not recognize it, but I am saying that because the bio that was read of me a few minutes ago was not the bio of the child that was born in Trinidad. So someone on this call this morning, you may not see your bio right now, but I need for you by faith, I need this morning for you by faith to call it forth. I need for you by faith this morning to look at your business and see it doing well. I need for you by faith this morning to see your children walking upon the high places of the earth. I need to you by faith this morning to see wealth and riches are in your home. I need for you by faith to see an and suddenly taking place. Because when you stay in your land of I don't know what will happen, you will miss walking upon the high places of the earth. When we migrated to this country, and I can talk because it's nine of us, and every one of the nine of us that migrated to this country has at least a master's degree. Because my mother was a believer in the Word of God. My mother believed that God did not bring us in this country to leave us. And so this morning, whoever you are on this call this morning,
wherever you are in your life. Maybe you're looking and you're saying, Dr. Lucille, you could say that because 45 years ago things were better. Let me tell you something. Things will never be better than they are right now. Somebody had better hear me. Things will never, ever be better than they are right now. So don't look at what is happening to you hoping something becomes better. But take whatever God has placed in your hand and part your Red Sea. Take whatever God has placed in your hand and dry up your Jordan. Take whatever God has placed in your hand and call forth some water from a rock. Because wherever you are right now, at this minute, you're in God's perfect will, all is well, and you will never, ever be in a better place than you are right now. I know somebody may not want to agree with that. But you see, the reason I'm saying that wherever you are right now, you're in the perfect place, you're alive, you're in your right mind. And if there were errors that had been made, this is the time to change them. This is the time to say, I need for my bio to say, I'm a great wife. I'm a great mom. I'm a great business owner. I'm a great CEO. I'm a great member in my congregation. I'm a great person in my community. I'm a great person of integrity. You need your bio to say that. Then start walking it out today. Start walking it out right now. I'm going to be personal this morning. I'm an advocate of community college because when I first came into this country at 17, 18, they sent me to community college. So I'm a big advocate of community college. When I went to New York City Technical Institute in downtown Brooklyn on J Street in 1970, I did not know when I graduated in 1970 with an associate degree, I did not know that behind those three letters, that AAS, which is Associate of Applied Sciences, hear me somebody, I did not know that that AAS was the beginning of a DRS and a PhD and an MPA. I did not know that. But by faith this morning, God sent me here to stir somebody up. By faith this morning, God sent me to tell somebody, stop looking at where you are. Stop whining at where you are. Stop minimizing where you are. But take what you have, where you are, and run with it. Take what you have, take where you are, and run with it. God wants to bless, but he can only bless you this morning through you. God can only bless you this morning through you. Let's talk about Moses. It's not in my note. I'm off where what I would have said this morning because I would have shared what I shared in my other call. But I got so emotional when my bio was being read. And the Holy Spirit said, many times people are embarrassed to talk about where they came from. I'm not an advocate of living in my past. But I sure tell you that my past was the springboard that threw me into my future. And so when I talk about my past, it's for you guys to recognize that what God did in my family, God could do in so many other families. And if you're an immigrant listening to me on this call this morning, don't allow anyone to minimize you as an immigrant. Don't allow anyone to take your accent and use it against you. But whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, that is how God made you in perfection and function in the perfection in which God created you. So my bio got me emotional this morning because it was like, is that me or is that someone else that she's reading about? But I'm going to go to Moses and I'm going to spend some time with you all guys with Moses this morning. And I'm not going to apologize for being emotional either because I'm so thankful to God. Every day I wake up and I thank God for all that he has done for me and all that he's continuing to do for me. I thank God for causing me to ride upon the high places of the earth. I thank God for feeding me with the heritage of Jacob, my father. And I thank God for his mouth has spoken it. I thank God that my going out is blessed, my coming in is blessed, my rising up is blessed, and my lying down is blessed. I thank God doing my labor and doing my leisure. I thank God. So let's talk about Moses this morning. And I was talking about what Moses had in his hand. When Moses got in front of the Red Sea, and I know, guys, each and every one of us, we come across our Red Sea. My mom having 9 children, my parents having 9 people migrate to the United States of America was not easy. You have to understand, my older siblings left as professionals in their country and had to come to this country and do housekeeping work. But sometimes you have to stoop to conquer. Sometimes you have to take a back step to be able to leap forward. And so here we have Moses. Moses was prince in the palace. But he comes back to Pharaoh with the smell of sheep on him. I want you to hear me. He left Egypt. He left the palace with the odor of all the oils, with the odor of all the scented oils on him. He left the palace where his body was taken care of. And he was shaved and groomed. He left the palace where his meals were prepared. And now he comes back. And he comes back unkempt. He comes back with an odor of sheep. And he comes in to go before Pharaoh. The one thing that he had now, which he didn't have before, was the power of God on him. And so here Moses is coming in. He left as a prince. He comes back as a shepherd. And now he frees the children of Israel, and he is in front of his Red Sea. Somebody this morning. He is in front of his Red Sea. And what are the thoughts going through his mind? Who am I? Am I the prince? Am I the shepherd? Am I the leader? Who am I? But I'm going to tell you something this morning. You are whoever you decide to be whenever the situation arises. Somebody hear me this morning. You are whoever you will decide to be whenever circumstances dictate it. If you are a person without integrity and a situation arises and we need a man or woman of integrity to stand forth, you will be whoever you decide to be. If you're to be a person of honor, when a situation arises and a man or woman of honor is needed, whoever you decide to be, that is who you will be. And Moses couldn't decide whether he was the shepherd or he was the prince that had abdicated his position. And he went to kneel down to pray. And God said to him, this is not the time for that. I want the leader to stand forth. Stretch forth your rod. What do you have in your hand? Stretch forth your rod. Glory to God. This morning, I am asking you to awaken the leader that is in you and stretch forth your rod. Stretch forth your rod over all your situations and see your Jordans parted. Stretch forth your rod and see your Red Sea move aside as you walk forward on dry ground. Stretch forth your rod, and as you stretch forth your rod, you're going to read the history of your life on that staff. And it will tell you, my God, my God, my God, God is able to do. It will tell you he will bear you up in his hand. It will tell you you are the apple of his eye. It will tell you no weapon formed against you. It will tell you blessed is your going out and blessed is your coming in. It will tell you that you are the child of the mighty God. This morning I came by to tell you that what God has done for others, God wants to do for you. I believe that where you are right now, you're in God's perfect will and all is well. Wherever you are right now, you're in God's perfect will, and all is well.
I'm so happy to be with you guys this morning. I'm a little excited. I was a little emotional. And, you know, my kids don't like me to talk. They don't like me to get emotional because sometimes they're like, Mommy, why do you have to talk about those things? Or why do you have to? But I believe, as the scripture said, you strengthen the brethren. So many times people do not talk about their past or situations, and I think we do God a great injustice. If you're in a business and you're doing well, tell people about when you started, what obstacles came across your path. And you're not telling them that to stay there, but you're telling them that for them to understand that what God did for me, he can do for you. Don't allow people to think that you are so special that they can't get where you are. Let them know that God is still in the business of making us all have good success. God is still in the business of causing us all to ride upon the high places of the earth. God is still in the business of blessing our going out and our coming in, or rising up and our lying down. This morning I came by to tell you, God wants to do great things in your life. I honor you guys for giving me the opportunity this morning, and I give God praise and thanks for each and every one of you on this call. God is waiting for you to move. God is waiting for you to move. God has already done his part. Stretch forth your rod, and all your Red Seas will part, and you will walk on dry land. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for the hearers. I thank you for the soil. I thank you for the food that's being brought forth. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lucille. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank God for you and your message this morning. I'm asking that you come and give us the announcement on the Now Conference, because if any event anyone should attend, that's one of them. So please come and share that information before you go, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Guys, we have a conference called the Power of Now Conference. You can go online and check it out, www.powerofnowconference.com. It is going to be April 11th to the 13th at the Doubletree, New York, New Jersey. Dr. PK will be setting the intention of the conference on the Friday night. And Dr. PK, if anyone on this call would like to attend the conference, we would give you a special rate. If you come, you can bring a guest. That's just for you guys on this conference. You can let Dr. PK know that I registered and I would allow you to bring a guest, which would be $249 that you will receive. This conference, many of you have heard that I went to commit suicide in 1988. And this conference, Living in Your Now, is something that I teach every day, because so many times the enemy will make you think your life is not worth living. But guys, you have to decide now that you're going to live your life to the fullest. So that's what the Power of Now Conference is about, how you live in the now, how you financially grow in the now, emotionally, mentally. I'm excited about it. I'm excited that Dr. PK is joining us this year. And please join us, powerofnowconference.com, www.powerofnowconference.com. Thank you.
Okay, LaShawn, take it away. Thank you so very much, Dr. Scott. I'm looking forward to this conference. I was so blessed last year, and I look forward to being there this year. Okay, Sean, you have it.
All right. I'm here, Dr. PK. Amen. Praise God for such a mighty woman of God and such a powerful message that she was a mouthpiece and vessel for. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up, Father. Some of us woke up to snow. Some of us woke up to rain. Some of us woke up to sun. But most of all, Father, we woke up to your voice. So we come and give you the thanks for that. Lord, continue to watch over Dr. Lucille. Bless her family. family. Bless those around her. Bless all that she does because she is a mighty vessel of you, Lord. She loves you so much, Lord, so continue to pour into her. Allow her cup to overflow so she could continue being a blessing to others. Father, we ask that you bless the Power of Now conference that's taking place the weekend of April 11th. Father, we trust right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that that conference will be blessed, that someone will have a breakthrough, Lord. We know that someone's testimony is somebody else's breakthrough, an opportunity to hear your voice and to meet your spirit. So, Father, we thank you right now in advance for the powerful impact that this conference will have, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that we are whoever we decide to be when a situation arises. So, Father, we ask that you continue to have us be virtuous women of God and men of God. We ask that we are integrity and spiritually based, Lord, so when people see us, Father, they see nothing but you. Father, thank you for blessing Siobhan's father and that his surgery was a success, Lord. We ask that you minimize the pain and allow him to continue to leap and jump and not be weary. Lord, we thank you right now for Jackie in Indiana and having the opportunity to love on her grandson. We thank you, Lord, for protecting the daycare of her sister Linda Winston and blessing it, Lord. Blessing the daycare that it did not get destroyed through the electrical fire. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jackie's yes and listening to you and the discernment that you placed in her spirit, letting her know that her spot for her to go first were her sister's daycare and not the church she was going to go to at first, Lord. Because she said yes to you, she was able to keep her sister there long enough to discover that fire. And they were able to praise your name thereafter for saving not only their lives but that daycare. Lord, we thank you right now for blessing Tanika, who experienced homelessness, Lord. But we know you're going to return it to her tenfold. We know that her children will not lack, and we know that her faith will increase. And we just thank you, Lord, that Edwin will receive you, that he will get to know your voice, and he will do your work. Father, we ask that you watch over the Armstrong family as you called your angel Elise to come home to be with you, Father. We just thank you so much for all the prayer requests spoken and unspoken. We thank you for all the blessings that you're going to rain down on us. And Father, we just want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Ever so being reminded that we are not to take credit for anything that is going on because you are the one blessing us. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. It is in Jesus' name that we come to you and pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, thank you for tolerating my voice this day. My voice will come back through the strength of God and Artists International Products, and I encourage you to listen to this playback number, 712-432-1085, so you can hear this awesome, awesome message again. Please share it with a friend, a family member, a coworker, somebody. The access code is 957-677-POUND. I'm going to bring Dr. Lucille back on the line for our closing benediction. I love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. Please go out there, greet your brother and sister with Jesus joy, reminding them that God loves them. Dr. Lucille, are you back?
I am back. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May God bless your going out and your coming in. May God bless your rising up, your lying down. May God bless your labor and your leisure. May the blessings of the Lord hotly pursue and overtake you. May the favor of God surround you as with a shield. Have a blessed and a favor-filled day. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed.